Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about digital finance directors. And by that I mean a real finance director, a real human who's got online digital experience as opposed to the Matrix type of version of a finance director. One of the, firstly, FD Capital Recruitment is a leading finance director and CFO recruitment boutique. We're also a network of finance directors and other professionals, including recruiters. So we're unique in that we offer the ability to match up people with exactly the skills you're looking for to the roles that you require us to find you something for. One of our unique selling points is that a number of our team, including one of our directors, are search engine marketing SEO specialists themselves. And they've built that knowledge up by having run and built up online businesses of their own. So for example, one of our directors built up an ICANN registrar and a web hosting business, and also a search marketing business completely from scratch, and in the early days of Google as well. And briefly, to give you an idea of what's involved in making online websites successful online, there are three sort of factors these days. And that historically, there used to be just two, but the third one, the user experience one, has become more and more important and now is quite a main factor. So the three factors that drive online success are the text on the pages. And that basically means that if you need to perform for a particular phrase or a particular product, then you've got to have a page or pages about that product if you expect to feature there. So that's pretty commonsensical. The quality of the text, though, is important. Google's very good now at spotting artificial text. It understands in a scientific way the standard of the text and what its likely audience is. And it understands the meaning of words now as well, so it knows that some words have similar meaning to others, so like discount or budget, it understands that they have a similar conceptual meaning, and therefore a page can perform in a particular phrase when it doesn't actually contain that text if its meaning is very similar to and its relevancy is important to the query you're using. Over time, the quality of the text and the standard of the English, etc., the uniqueness of it has become ever more important. The huge factor in Google's algorithm is the sites that link or the pages that link to your pages. If it's a little bit like a vote in an election, the more votes you have, the better your result, and the winner is the one who has the most votes. But votes aren't necessarily quantity, they're also quality. So a little bit like the union block voting system, a high quality link from a very reputable place, maybe like the BBC or the, you know, a government website, can equal thousands or tens of thousands of weaker ones. So it's about the quality and the relevance of the links. So if you've got lots of links from very similar businesses to your own, that's going to be hugely more influential and authoritative than a whole bunch of links from sites that are about topics that aren't really related to your subject at all. And Google's very, very clever at spotting artificial link building, cheap quality links are discounted, high quality links are rewarded. And to give you an idea, the sort of budget that leading websites spend, they'll maybe spend 20,000 to 40,000 a monthly spend, so around, you know, getting up to $500,000 a year on quality link building. And a lot of that will be outreach to professional publications, so they're trying to get stories placed in the likes of The Guardian, The Telegraph, The Mail, those sort of high profile publications, because those links not only bring authority, but they bring traffic and focused traffic as well if it's part of a news type of stuff. And if you look carefully at the national press, you'll find a lot of paid placements, and they become apparent when you realise that there's a market for acquisition of them. And the last big factor is the user metric. and metrics. So over the years, Google has built a series of measures that in a technical way allow it to sort of understand what users think of a page. And they are things like bounce rates, so how quickly do people go onto a page and do they just immediately come back, go back to the page they were before? How sort of effective are links that you see in a search result? So the click-through rate, how, you know, what percentage of people see a listing and click it to go through the page, how long people spend on a page, and the speed of a page in a site in measured in various technical ways that include how long it takes to finish downloading it and how long it takes for it to first appear. And keep in mind that Google has a separate index for web desktop and the mobile device index. And that's the negative factor. So that doesn't give you a reward. But if your metrics are not as good as your competitors, then your results get pushed down. So that is something that has to be considered, because if you're not able to compete, then your site gets pushed down compared to your competitors. And over the years, that these various measures have been combined together to give us the current user experience we see now. So at FT Capital Recruitment, what we can do is find you a perfect candidate who's got the experience of being a finance director and has worked in the online marketing niche as well, because then you can see you've got a professional who can help you guide your finances, help you raise funds, and at the same time is someone who understands how to achieve online success and all the pitfalls with it. And there's no end of dark alleys you can go and tricksters and time wasters that you can get in. And it is quite difficult to find quality professionals to work with in this space. So having a quality professional on board is absolutely vital to achieve online success. And a great way to combine that is to combine a finance director and someone with search marketing skills at the same time. So if that's appealing to you, please reach out to us, FD Capital. Our main number is 0203 287 9501, or you can visit our website, which can be found at www.fdcapital.co.uk. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of the day.